He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning 7-Eleven. Hey, aren't those lucky numbers? If I roll a 7, the craps table, don't I win automatically? And if I roll an 11, don't I automatically win? Those are lucky numbers. Why is the market down today? We haven't had a very good week in the market, have we? The Dow right now is down 42 points at 16,873, which doesn't surprise me. I've seen this time and time again. When a market crosses over a major milestone and it makes all these big headlines and everybody's going, ooh, look at that, Dow 17,000, it tends to pull back after that. And that's exactly what we've seen this week. Now, there's been reasons for those pullbacks, this pullback, this risk-off move in the market, but it doesn't make it any more fun nonetheless. The S&P is down 3. 1961 is where we sit on the S&P 500. We've got the NASDAQ is actually positive today. Go figure. I saw a couple of big NASDAQ stocks actually moving quite higher today. Amazon was one, and I think Netflix was the other. So the NASDAQ is positive, and that leads to hope that maybe by the end of the close today, we'll get a positive market. We'll see. Gold is at $1,337. It's had a little rally this week. I talked about it at length yesterday. We've got the Dow at, or the crude oil is continues to pull back. 102.19 now on crude oil. We were as high as 107, so we're off about 4% from the high. And, of course, the energy stocks have also leveled off for now. The euro's at 1.36, and the 10-year yield's at 2.52%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where on a daily basis we do our level best to bring to you the most actionable information that I can possibly bring. You know, I'm one of these guys that when the market or when the radio show's over, that puts on the wetsuit, the diving gear, the mask, the snorkel, got my spear gun just in case there's any white sharks in the water, and I dive down and look what's underneath the surface. You know, that's how I figure out what's going on in the market. And like I've said before, many times it can appear very, very placid on the surface. Get it? Just like a river. We have a river up in the Central California area called the Kern River, which flows out of the High Sierras down into Bakersfield. And that Kern River just looks like kind of a mellow, flowing, nice river that you could just sit and cast a line in and lazily spend the day. And it gets hot up in that Kern River Canyon. A lot of people like to swim in that Kern River, and little do they know that underneath the surface there's quite an undertow. And as you enter the canyon to the Kern River, there's a big sign of how many people have been killed swimming in the Kern River. I used to raft the Kern River with my Boy Scout troop many years ago. We hit one of the major rapids called Pinball. Pinball. And it's named Pinball for a reason. The Kern River is strewn with big boulders that have tumbled down the mountains over the years. And when you're navigating through some of the rapids on your inflatable raft, you bounce off those big boulders like a pinball. And I can still remember us being hung up on one of those big boulders in the middle of the Kern River. And water filling our boat, and all of us getting out of the boat. And all of a sudden, there were 12 people standing on a rock in the middle of the Kern River. And then all of a sudden, the boat broke free, and everybody jumped back into the boat as fast as they could, except for one person who couldn't make it in time. Me. I was stranded in the middle of the Kern River on a big rock in the worst rapids called Pinball. And I looked at my crew about a half a mile down the river saying, "You're going to have to jump. you're going to have to just jump into the waters. And I'm thinking, don't they have helicopters? Something. I don't want to jump into that water and navigate this thing in my life jacket. What if I hit one of those big boulders? I'm not an inflatable raft, but, you know, I had no choice. After weighing my alternatives for about 45 minutes and everybody down the river questioning my manhood, you know how that goes. Well, you know what? I had to jump into that water. Next thing I knew, I looked. All I saw was darkness and green, and I figured I had died and was entering into the other side. And looked up, and I saw a big branch that my troop was holding out, and I grabbed onto that branch, and they pulled me ashore. They said, "We knew you could do it." I guess, yeah, I knew I could do it too. It was just luck that I ended up on this. But my point is, sometimes underneath the surface, there's all kinds of things going on. And I look at my trip through the market daily here as a pinball rapids on the Kern River. We get knocked around. We get bounced around a lot. But then you have to look back 5 years ago when we were at 660, and now we're at 1960. So we've navigated through the river pretty good. We've hit a lot of rocks. There's been a lot of rapids. There's been a lot of tough times. This week's been a tough week in the market, but you know what? You have to keep your eye on the big prize. You have to keep your eye on the big picture, and that's what we'll be doing in the newsletter. As always, again, this weekend, you can get on the newsletter list by going to my website at pwstreet.com. Now, I want to direct my comments here in this first segment towards income investors. We live in a world right now where CD rates are about 1%, right? Go down to your local bank and say, hey, I want to buy a one-year CD. See what they're offering right now. A 10-year treasury is yielding about 2.5% right now. Considered one of the safest investments in the entire world, the 10-year treasury right now yielding 2.5%. Problem is that both of these numbers are below the expected inflation rate going forward. So in other words, your little interest that you're gaining is not keeping up with the inflation rate. Traditionally, you know, income investors have used fixed income like these treasuries and CDs to derive their income from. But, you know, you've heard me many times say that I think there is a much better way. I like a portfolio of dividend-paying stocks instead. And as you know, in my newsletter, I have a portfolio of about 25 dividend-paying stocks. And the current yield on that portfolio is about 3.1%, which is higher than the CD rate, which is higher than the 10-year bond. In addition to this, in a dividend-paying stock portfolio, you have a chance for capital appreciation. Obviously, it cuts both ways. The portfolio can also go down. But I just don't see where a fixed income portfolio is going to give you capital appreciation going forward. In order for a fixed income portfolio to bring to you capital appreciation, you'd have to have interest rates going down. And I still say that it's hard for me to imagine interest rates being lower than where they're at today, 2.5%. It's hard for me to imagine them being lower than that 5 years from now. And that's why I continue to like a dividend paying portfolio of stocks and a tightly managed dividend paying portfolio of stocks. Now, over the last several years, the bond market, the treasury market has averaged 6.8% over the last 5 years, whereas a dividend paying portfolio of stocks has averaged more in the 10% double digit area. And I think as we look out over the horizon, I think a dividend-paying portfolio is going to do even better over the next 5 years in relation to the bond market than it's done in the last 5 years. because along the way we've had a little bit of, you know, downward move in interest rates here and there that have helped bonds over the last 5 years. But what about the next 5 years? You got to take a look at my dividend paying income portfolio. In fact, when we come back, we're going to feature one of the stocks in that portfolio that pays a dividend of 2.7%. But over the last 5 years, this stock has not only beaten the bond market quite handily, but it's also beaten the stock market quite handily, and it's in the news today. Talk about it and feature it when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
here to the second segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're going to pull up the website, beststocksnowapp.com, which is obviously the web-based version of the app. And as soon as I type this in right, we'll get this up, and we're going to take a look at one of the stocks in my income portfolio. Because I am a major advocate of owning dividend-paying stocks as opposed to owning fixed income. And you have to remember that when you own fixed income, that's another word for owning debt. You own debt. You are a lender. You're not an owner. You're a lender to an institution, to a government, to a company, to a municipality, to a state. You're a lender. And when you're a lender, you're subject to interest rate fluctuation. The 10-year the 10-year yield was at 1.2% a few years ago. Now it's at 2.5%, and that has not been good for debt investors. In fact, if we look real quickly here at the TLT, or let's look at IEV, which is the 10-year yield. The 10-year yield over the last 3 years has sorely underperformed the market. That's the U.S. Treasuries, okay? And if we take a look at the longer bond, the 30-year bond on the U.S. market, it has also sorely, it's turned in about half the performance of the stock market. Why? Because interest rates have been steadily trickling higher. Now, we were approaching 3% earlier this year, and now we've pulled back to 2.5%. But I could foresee us going back to 3% quite easily. That could very well be in the cards. Unless the whole world starts to come unwound and unraveled, then, of course, you would see a move back into the bond market, the safe harbor of the bond market. But you should know that as a lender, you are subject to interest rate risk. And it's up to you whether you want to accept interest rate risk. And if you're happy with the little bit of returns you're getting right now in the fixed income world, you probably don't have much chance for capital appreciation over the next 3 to 5 years. However, in the stock market, owning big dividend-paying stocks like the one I'm going to feature next, you have the potential for not only you're going to get your dividend yield, but you also have the potential for capital appreciation going forward. This is very, very important. And I believe in owning a portfolio and spreading your risk around. And I also believe in tightly managing said portfolio, because if a bear market comes along, it would take dividend-paying stocks. Not as bad as it would the growth stocks, but dividend-paying stocks are subject to market risk. On the one hand, fixed income is subject to interest rate risk. On the other hand, dividend-paying stocks are subject to market risk. But if it's managed tightly, well, you can control that risk to some extent. Now, what types of stocks should go into a dividend-paying portfolio? Well, let's just take a look at Wells Fargo, one of the stocks that I own in my dividend paying portfolio, my income portfolio. Over the last 5 years, okay, you could have invested your money, your income money, in the bond market, and you would have gotten, like I said before, 6.8% per year. That's been the average. Wells Fargo, on the other hand, has delivered 20% per year. Not only has Wells Fargo beat the bond market, in fact, it's tripled the returns of the bond market over the last 5 year period of time, but it's also handily beat the stock market. The market's averaged 17.5 over the last 5 years. Wells Fargo's averaged 20% over the last 5 years. Now, over the last 3 years, it's been even better than that, which tells me that Wells Fargo is a very well-managed company. Wells Fargo, over the last 3 years, has delivered 26% per year, while the market's delivered 13%. Now, there's no guarantees going forward. We're looking at past performance here. But, you know, a good past performance, while it's no guarantee of future results, it is an indicator of what they've done in the past and what they're capable of and the kind of record that they have racked up for their investors. Over the last 12 months, Wells Fargo's up 26.6%, while the market's up 19%. Now, we've established the fact that Wells Fargo has been a top performer in the market, and that it has handily outperformed the market and the bond market over the last 1 year, over the last 3 years, and over the last 5 years. Now let's take a look at the valuation of the shares. You know, sometimes when stocks outperform indexes for an extended period of time, they get expensive. Well, Wells Fargo is currently trading at 12 times forward earnings. The average stock in my database right now is trading at 17.5 times earnings. So Wells Fargo is still trading at a very big discount to the overall market. And yes, it's true that bank stocks don't trade at the kind of multiples that an Amazon.com or a Netflix does. But still, 12 times earnings in a market that's trading at 17.5 times earnings, you can see that, you know, you could still call this a reasonably priced stock. In addition to this, Wells Fargo is expected to grow by 10% per year over the next 5 years. So we're trading at just a little slight premium to the growth rate. We get a PEG ratio of 1.2, which isn't unusual for a big money center bank like Wells Fargo. In fact, Wells Fargo is $272 billion in market capitalization. It's one of the largest banks in the entire world. It currently sports a dividend of 2.7%, which is a little bit more than U.S. Treasuries. But you put it side by side, on this hand, you've got Wells Fargo offering a dividend yield of 2.7%, and over here you've got U.S. Treasuries offering a dividend yield of 2.6%. Going forward, over the next 3 to 5 years, which one has a better chance for capital appreciation? In my humble opinion, I think Wells Fargo. And I think going out and buying a portfolio of 20 to 25 stocks like Wells Fargo, and by the way, you can see what I currently own inside my income portfolio, buy it. Getting my newsletter at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, Would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With BeSafe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless BeSafe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, one of the themes we've addressed here today, and I'm going to address it on the Channel 6 News here coming up when the show's done, is this substituting dividend-paying stocks for fixed income or bonds? Instead of being a lender, being an owner. And as the real thing to remember here, as a lender, you are subject to interest rate risk. Now, if you think that interest rates are headed down, then it's not a bad idea to be a lender, because those loans that you make today or those loans that you purchase today will be worth a lot more if interest rates were to head down, because people would want your loan that you own. You're getting a better rate than they can get. However, if interest rates go up, why would anybody want your loan that you bought? You're getting less than what's available on the street. Therefore, you're going to have to sell your loan at a discount to the market. So you have interest rate risk when you're a lender. When you're an owner, you have stock market. You have market risk. But look at what the market's done over the last 5.5 years. It's gone from 660 to 1960. And you might say, well, I'm getting in late in the game. Isn't there a lot of risk buying the market up here? Well, I've heard that argument for the last 5 years. When the S&P crossed above 800, people said, I don't want to buy it now. It's hitting new highs. When it crossed over 1,000, they said, oh, man, I don't want to get in here. It's too high. And then it crossed 1,200. No, I don't want to get in here. No way. And then it crossed 1,400 and 1,500. And now it's headed for 2,000, and they're still saying, I don't want to get in here. And I've been burnt before, you know. Well, here's the thing. I mean, you have to get in at some point. You may as well get in now. It's just as good as any other time, but it has to be managed. You know, you can't just get in and go to sleep and wake up 3 years from now and hope everything turned out well. That's why I call myself a money manager. I manage my accounts. I manage the investments that I have. I look at every single thing that I own every day, the valuations, the rankings, the charts, the relative strength, the news, all of this stuff. It can be tightly managed going forward. But you can get, again, you can take a look at the portfolio that I've constructed. I have a model portfolio in my newsletter called an Income and Growth Account. And it currently has about 25 stocks in it. The average yield is 3.1%. And it's also delivered some pretty doggone good capital appreciation along the way. It's designed to do somewhere in the 9 to 11% range over time. It's not something that's going to do. It may have a year. I think last year it was up 21%. But over time, it's designed to do 9 or 11% and deliver a yield of around 3, 4%, something like that, depending upon conditions in the market. And it's also very, very tightly managed. The website is pwstreet.com to get a four-week trial to the newsletter. And if you would be interested in having me manage an income account for you, you can reach us at 855-611-BEST. Okay, now let's go a different direction. Let's talk about growth investing, okay? These are stocks that don't pay dividends. The one I'm going to feature today is one that I featured many times in the past. It's not quite as big as Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo is a $270 billion company, but this company has grown from virtually nothing to a $137 billion company. So it's not going anywhere. It's a big-sized drug company. It pays no dividend because it's a growth stock. Now, why would somebody want a growth portfolio versus an income portfolio? Generally speaking, the younger you are, the more you want to gear your portfolio and your future towards growth. And as you start to wind down in life and near retirement or in retirement, you like a little combination of income and growth, and you like to tone things down just a little bit. Now, the growth portfolio that I have two growth portfolios, stock growth portfolios in my newsletter. One is an aggressive growth portfolio with younger, small, and mid-cap stocks that over the long haul have done pretty well. I mean, history will show that the small cap index over time has done better than the large cap index. Why? Because they're younger, faster growing companies. But along with choosing an aggressive growth portfolio of younger, faster growing companies comes a little more volatility. That comes with the territory. You have to be able to stomach the moves of 10, 15, even 20% along the way. And then there's different flavors of growth. There's the aggressive growth, which I just mentioned, which is basically small and mid-cap stocks. And then there's the larger cap companies that are still growing. Gilead Sciences is one of those large cap growth companies, $137 billion. It's a stock that we discovered when it was about $70 billion. It's gone up considerably in value since our app first found it back in February of last year. In fact, it hangs on our walls here at Gunderson Capital Management. I use it as an example of what a best stock looked like before it went on a major run. And it's gone on a major run. Is the run over, or does it still have room to move? Well, let's take a look at the particulars of this large cap growth stock that pays no dividend, that belongs in a growth portfolio. In fact, it's one of my rare Gunderson Trophy winners. I think there's only 10 or less in the entire market. Gilead Sciences is now a mega cap company at $136 billion. It's headquartered in Foster City, California. It is the company that was in a negative spotlight back in March when they came out with a cure, not a cure, but a 95% effective cure for hepatitis C. And they came under fire for the price that they were charging for the drug, which I believe was about $40,000 or $1,000 per pill. 40 pills and your hepatitis C is gone. One of the alternatives is a new liver, which is $400,000, and try getting a new liver. I think there's quite a waiting list. Steve Jobs was able to get a new liver. David Crosby, if Crosby, Stills, and Nash has gotten a new liver, and a few others. Grateful Dead singer, Bob Weir has got, I think he's on his second liver, probably because he's a wild liver. I don't know. You got to believe that the dead were doing something in that sugar magnolia bus that wasn't good for your body, putting things in there. But the fact of the matter is, you know, somebody, a congressman, wagged his finger at Gilead and said, how can you charge so much for this drug, blah, 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 blah. Lord only knows how much it cost to develop the drug, but needless to say, let's take a look at the stock just like we would any other stock. The performance grade is A+. This is one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. Over the last 12 months, it's become a momentum stock again. It has a momentum grade of A+. This is a stock that I owned for a long time. I sold it when it came under pressure, and I bought it back when it got its sea legs back, and I currently own Gilead Sciences once again. I believe I bought it, I'd have to look, but several weeks ago, and I'm back in it. Over the last 3 years, this stock has delivered 60% per year, while the market's delivered 13. Again, performance grade of A+. And momentum grade of A+. One is a little longer term perspective and one is a shorter term perspective. From a valuation point of view, Gilead Sciences is trading at just 11 times forward earnings right now. You say, how can that be? This is one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. Well, they're expected to make $8 per share next year, and the stock's trading at 89. You do the math. 89 divided by 8 gives you a forward PE of 11.1. And the company's expected to grow those earnings by about 25% per year going forward. Gilead is a stock I own again. Out of 3,840 stocks, it's my number 2 ranked stock in the Best Stocks Now app. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've talked a little bit about various types, various disciplines, various risk tolerances. Everybody out there listening to this show is different from each other. Some of you are retired and you need to play it safe and be careful with your funds. And you may need a little bit of income. Well, those folks fit in a income type of portfolio. And I don't believe that the best place to be in this market, in this world environment that we have, I don't believe it's a good place to be a lender, because you're subject to interest rate risk. Doesn't the world already have enough debt? You want to be a lender too and create more debt? But it's up to you. You know, if you like that fixed income coming in, that check coming, and you don't care about wild fluctuations in your portfolio, then more power to you. I see that this year there's been huge moves out of municipal bonds. I think smart investors are questioning the interest rate environment going forward. The second type of investor is one that still needs growth. And by the way, I think you can get growth going forward in a dividend-paying portfolio. I think you can get the best of both worlds. I believe you can get dividends and you can get capital appreciation. And then again, you can look at the portfolio that I've constructed in my newsletter for income and growth by going to my website at pwstreet.com and getting my newsletter. Second, some of you still need growth. Most of you still need growth. You need that money to grow. Income is not even a consideration. Growth, baby. The more the better. Well, and like I say, there's different flavors of growth. There's those that are conservative, that like big names. Large cap companies like Gilead Sciences or others. Taiwan Semiconductor, others that are larger cap, big names that have been established for a long time, $10 billion or $100 billion in market cap, $10 billion in market cap, $50 billion in market cap. Sometimes they do pay a little bit of a dividend, but they're conservative growth stocks. Well, I've constructed a conservative growth portfolio of 25 or 30. All these portfolios use the same principles that I talk about here daily. The stocks have to have good performance, the stocks have to have good value, and the stocks have to be in good technical patterns, and I manage them very, very vigilantly. Okay. Third, some of you got a long time and you want to be down a notch. And the younger companies, the small and mid-cap companies that someday may grow up to be the Taiwan Semiconductors and the Qualcomms and the Wells Fargos of the world. And they tend to be a little bit more volatile, but history will show that the best performance over the long haul has been in the smaller and mid-cap growth stocks. Now, they don't always keep up with the market. When they go, they really go. And when they fall, they can really fall, but it all levels out over time. And I also believe in managing them very, very tightly. Right now, there's a few sectors that continue to be favored. The drug stocks, obviously there's a lot of young biotechs, young drug companies with new products, and it's bringing extreme growth to the companies. There's still a lot of young technology stocks. There's still a lot of energy stocks as America strives to become energy independent. We're at 75% right now. We got another 25 to go in places like the Williston Basin and the Permian Basin and the Haynesville Shale and the Eagle Ford Shale are all pitching in, helping us become energy independent. These people belong in an aggressive growth strategy. I have an aggressive growth portfolio that I publish every week in my newsletter. And lastly, a lot of people just have a 401k at work. What about me, Gunderson? I can't buy individual stocks. I'm limited to the mutual funds that my employer offers. Maybe my employer is the government, and I just have the thrift savings plan. Well, I've got you covered there, too, because not only do I have a mutual fund portfolio model, but I also have a thrift savings plan model. So you can follow along. What we're trying to do is prevent the 60, 50% drops when it eventually happens, and it will. And we're trying to make hay while the sun shines in the very best asset classes, given the world situation. And again, those of you who are 401k investors, you can look at my newsletter. Take a look at the model portfolios that are mutual fund oriented. PWStreet.com. And lastly, some of you say, hey, I like these ETFs. There's less expenses. I don't have to own 25 or 30 of them. I can own 5 or 6 of them. Well, you know, there's some ETFs that cover the energy patch, that cover the frackers, that cover technology, that cover the biotechs, that cover some of the emerging markets that are beginning to emerge again. I also have an ETF model portfolio. So by going to the website, signing up for the newsletter, we'll be sending out thousands of newsletters again this weekend like we do every other weekend. They go out to all my clients. They go out to all my subscribers. And those that have gotten the 4-week trial in the past but like to keep getting that newsletter, the basic standard newsletter, which has all of the market stuff, they continue to get the newsletter too. And again, you sign up through it. You can do it through my app on the Apple device, the Android device, or the PC at beststocksnowapp.com. The premium version, I'm testing it right now. Should be ready by maybe midway through next week, I hope. It's up to me now. The ball's in my court. I've got to test it and make sure it's working correctly. And then I give the green light and the switch is flipped. And I'll be sending out all my live trades as I make them and all the sells as I make them to those that want this premium service. The app has been as high as number 2 in the world in financial grossing apps. There must be something to combining value with performance. And if you just say, hey, I'd rather just have you manage the money, Gunderson, 855-611-BEST. We'd be glad to talk to you. 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.